From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
You got some work from Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about cybersecurity this morning, actually, because it's one of the COVID or coronavirus undercurrents, and given the changes we've seen to working patterns over the last 2 years. And so it's, you know, the environment's changed, Mike. COVID has changed the environment. It's letting the bad guys, letting the crims into your business. So this is research released by Hewlett-Packard yesterday, and they're reporting quite an alarming increase in cybersecurity breaches, and it's really something that simply happens to somebody else. It doesn't. Look, we knew the incidence was increasing, but now Hewlett-Packard have put some numbers on it. It's pretty sobering. This is the 2021 Hewlett-Packard New Zealand IT Security Survey, so it's a three-yearly review of attitudes about the preparedness of New Zealand small and medium businesses towards IT security. So 69% of all businesses now have staff working regularly from home, and 37% of those businesses have increased their investment in cybersecurity since the start of the pandemic. And so what's the problem here, Mike? Well, I'll tell you what the problem are. There's three main culprits. Employee carelessness. That's one of them. That's the main one. Internet-connected devices and outdated software. So since 2018, when this survey was last done, IT attacks are now occurring twice as often as they did back then. And this is the statistic that should, I know you have a lot of small and medium business owners who actually listen to your program. This is the statistic that should make them wake up. In a period when lockdowns have made life pretty challenging for a lot of these businesses, businesses that have experienced a cyber attack are facing an average cost of $159,000 per attack. So it's substantial. And these attacks are getting more sophisticated. What's the cost of being prepared? For a small business, $41,000 per year. For a mid-market business, $280,000 per year on IT security. If you think back 10 years ago, those didn't exist. And what I can also tell you, Mike, being a small or a mid-sized business owner myself, is that the cost of security and prevention, not only is it high, but it's increasing. So Think of things about preventive software training. And really importantly, Mike, it's actually getting harder to get insurance. So not only is insurance going up, but you've got to look harder for it. Now, on the positive side, if you want to have a look at one of the big global players in the space, I had a quick look at Palo Alto Networks, listed in the US, a cybersecurity business. If you'd invested in them 5 years ago, you would have had just under a 25% annual return. So good space to be invested in.
Speaking of good returns, how FreightWaves going?
Yeah, look, Mike, there's a few shareholders meetings going on this week, and so that's given companies an opportunity, I suppose, to update shareholders and the market on how things are going. And for those businesses with a domestic focus, we can get a feel for the impact of these recent lockdown restrictions. So, look, FreightWaves said it's been a quiet start to the year, but actually it's been quite a positive one. Look, they revealed that first quarter net profit is down 5.7% and revenue's down 4.1%. But you've got to factor in when they compare their start to this year to last year, they had an extra week in their last year's numbers. So if you take that out, there's not much difference. They do have exposure in Australia, so that's been affected by trading restrictions over there as well. But what's important, Mike, is outlook, always important, what's in front of them, and they are confident, Mike. Good. They're confident they'll achieve earnings growth for the company in the 2022 financial year. They're encouraged by a couple of things. Volumes driven by e-commerce activity. I can tell you there are more parcels and packages arriving at this house than I've ever seen in my life before. Also, market share gains in express packages. They're worried about tight labour market, though, putting up with pressure on wage costs. I think that's going to be a key feature of the economy in 2022. They had a good problem. They bought Big Chill, and the final payment was dependent on performance. Big Chill went really well, so the final payment was higher than forecast, which sounds like a win-win to me. Local market was a bit lower yesterday, led lower by Auckland Airport, Tourism Holdings and Air New Zealand, which tells you exactly what investors in the market thought of that 1 p.m. announcement.
They are a great story, FreightWaves. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones up 138 points, 35,629. The S&P 500, 4,584, up 32. And the NASDAQ up 155 points, over 1%, 15,390. The FTSE 100 lost 4 overnight, 7,249. The Nikkei down just under 1%, 278 points, 28,820. The ASX 200 down 18 yesterday, 7,430. And as I said, we lost 0.38%, down 49 points, 12,970 on the NZX 50. Kiwi dollar is a bit stronger overnight, 0.7200 against the US, 0.9541 Aussie, 0.6166 euro, 1.5222 against the pound, 81.69 yen. Gold, $1,799.63. And Brent crude, a little bit of pressure come off there, $83.61.
Have a great weekend. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz. The amazing Andrew Callaghan.